This is Rush to Reason.
You are going to shut your damn yapper and listen for a change, because I got you pegged, sweetheart. You want to take the easy way out because you're scared. And you're scared because if you try and fail, there's only you to blame. Let me break this down for you. Life is scary. Get used to it. There are no magical fixes.
With your host, John Rush.
My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir.
You haven't made everybody equal. You've made them the same, and there's a big difference.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. It is this feeling that has brought you to me.
Are you crazy?
Am I? Or am I so sane that you just blew your mind?
It's Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush. Presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
And good afternoon, everyone. I may sound like John Rush, but I am not Richard Rush sitting in today for John Rush. It is our NFL draft special, which for those of you that don't know, that is tomorrow. Joining me today is obviously Walt McClain, Andy Pate for our annual show. And thank you, Dad, for letting us kind of sit in for you. So for those of you that are new, we just have some fun talking about the NFL draft. My dad gets a break for a little bit. He gets to hang out. Well, not hang out. We all know. He's doing things, right? You know, it is John Rush we're talking about.
Yeah.
He likes to do things around the house.
Does he ever sit still? Does he?
Never.
When he tries to, does he vibrate?
You know, sometimes he thinks he likes to sit still, but then he sits there for about 5 minutes and he doesn't. So
okay.
He gets to let us, or I'm sure he's doing some stuff, but he lets us come in and do it. So we just talk about the NFL draft. We're going to kind of make it so that you know what to talk about tomorrow at the water cooler and Friday, because the draft is tomorrow. We normally do this show on Thursdays, but certain people, Walt and Andy, are making it so that we cannot do the show tomorrow. We have to do it today.
Hey, what are you coaching tomorrow night?
Nothing.
Are you screening movies tomorrow night?
No. Andy, I believe
like
movies,
I am.
Movies play at lots of different times.
No, they don't. They
yes,
they
nope,
they open on Thursday night every week.
Yeah, Thursday night. There's midnight showings, all sorts of fun things.
No, there aren't.
Yep.
If there were, I would actually do it.
Well, there you go.
Okay.
So that is what we're doing. However, prior to us getting started on the draft, we have a lovely, lovely gentleman joining us by the name of Michael Bailey, estate planner extraordinaire, as I like to call him.
Yep.
He's actually done my estate planning for my wife and I. And before we got on air, he was going to do it with Walter, or Walt needs to kind of do it with him. So, Michael, are you with us?
I believe so. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, sir. Thank you for joining us. And we were talking. Andy, yes.
Yeah, Michael, is there any way you can, you know, have Walt leave everything to me? We're very close.
That would be up to Walt. If
Walt
chooses to do so, then yes.
Interesting.
His, his wife might object to that, because if they've been married for a certain number of years, then she has a claim on at least part of the estate. But if he really wants to, yeah.
Well, you know, I'm happy to leave you my debt portion of it.
Oh,
and
cool.
And leave my wife with the rest of it.
You know, just so I'm involved. Thank you.
Okay. There you go. Is that how it works, Michael? Can you just kind of separate stuff out that way, right?
I would love to be say yes, but no, you can't. your debts are supposed to be paid off out of the assets of your estate prior to giving things to people, because you don't want to distribute. You don't want to give people debts. That just seems like a bad idea.
Usually, it's not a good idea.
Andy seems super excited to take the debts. So
hey, you know, someone's willing,
make
right?
An exception for Andy.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I'm a team player, really, Michael. I am.
Heard. Well, Michael, again, thank you for joining us. You and I were kind of talking ahead of time. We kind of wanted to make it sports themed, NFL draft themed, I should say. And so you and I were kind of talking. It doesn't matter if you're Richard Rush or Walt McClain or Andy Pate or Michael Bailey, or you're the first pick, likely Caleb Williams, in the upcoming draft tomorrow. Everyone needs an estate plan, correct?
It is correct.
And
you want to have a plan to what's going to happen to your stuff.
To your
you're
stuff.
You're no longer here.
And it doesn't matter if you've got a little bit of stuff, or obviously with these upcoming draft picks, a lot of stuff. Am I correct in saying that?
Sure. I mean, there's different things that you want to do. I mean, when you have significant estates and you exceed the $13 million state tax limit, there's a different set of rules that you have to play with to not have the government end up with a whole lot of that money. But for the rest of us who don't have $13 to $26 million. Very important to say where it's going to go so that Andy doesn't take it all, because I think Andy's trying to get all of it from all of us.
Well, I am corrupt. Michael, how often do people, let's say somebody does an estate plan with you, but how often do they come back to you to have it redone, to, you know, update it with the new things that they have or whatever?
Sure. So there's no hard and fast rule there. There's kind of the rule of thumb of, you have a major life change, you know, it's like, you know, marriage, divorce, birth of a child, death of a child, you know, retire, those type of things. So major change in your life circumstances, or every few years, which is very well defined, between like 3 and 13. Those are kind of the rules of thumb.
So if Walt were to adopt me, per se, that would be a change in his life.
It would.
Okay.
And an adult adoption would be, something we really want to talk about that would be different from like a child adoption.
An unlucky change, we'll just say that.
Yeah, he's looking very unhappy over
there. Well, Andy's kind of a man-child, so, you know, I'm like, would it be an adult adoption or a child adoption?
No, it's still a child adoption, at least, for sure.
Oh, mentally, yes.
On the same note, on kind of what Andy is saying there, Michael, you know, obviously, like you say, kind of, there's really no limit to how many changes you can make. And obviously you and I were talking, and I'm younger than most of, I guess, maybe the guests and such on the show, especially these two old guys. But again, young kids, as they are coming into the draft, these kids are 20, 21, 22, 23. Is there an age limit that you need for that estate plan to kind of be put in place?
You should probably be 18.
A good idea. But outside of that, if you've got some significant assets, you probably need a plan in place, I would think.
Correct. And, you know, and your assets can change and morph. I mean, you know, my oldest turned 18 on Sunday, so now I have an adult child, which is a weird thing for me, because up until this point, my main concern has been, who would raise my children if I were gone?
Yeah.
So, you know, that's a huge thing to do in your estate plan. And now I'm like, oh, well, she's old enough to be in charge. Do I want to give her everything all at once, or do I maybe want to not do everything all at once? So.
What happens if, I guess on that note, what happens if a change does happen and someone doesn't make that change? So, you know, someone comes of age, or like you say, you know, in the unfortunate circumstance of someone, a significant other, a child, whatever it might be, passes away. What happens if the estate isn't updated? Obviously, I'm assuming it gets a lot more complicated in that sense, correct?
Well, it depends. A lot of times you say, okay, well, you know, so I have three kids. I'm like, it goes to the three kids. If one of them dies before me, then I've got it set up so it would go to their kids, my grandkids, if there are any. There's not right now. Or if they were to die without grandkids, then it goes back to the other two. You know, I've set up kind of some of those contingencies. Well, there's only so many contingencies you can have. You know, if all of us were to have, you know, we flew to Hawaii last year, and if we'd all gone into the Pacific Ocean in an airplane and none of us had made it, well, you know, what's the next contingency? And I have one set up. But if you don't, I mean, so you can create layers of contingency plans. But if your layers of contingency plans are exhausted, then it goes back to the intestate statute, which means you die without a will. And, you know, the state says where things go. Usually your closest living relatives, but they're also perfectly happy to not find those closest living relatives. And, oh, my gosh, it just all goes to the state. Amazing.
It's funny how that works, isn't it? To where the state will come in and tell, I guess, well, again, tells whoever, I'm assuming whoever's not in the estate plan or will, you know, kind of where stuff does go, which you and I were talking about that ahead of time too, and I'm sure you've mentioned it on the show before, so my apologies. What is difference between an estate plan and a will?
So an estate plan is kind of the overarching, it's kind of like the umbrella of what we're planning for the end of life and what happens to your stuff and how we get from here to there. A will is one of the tools that you use in an estate plan. So a will is kind of the foundational document of an estate plan of what happens to your stuff when you die, or who takes care of your kids when you die. There's alternatives to a will, like a trust that can give things away. But a will is just one part of an estate plan. So it's what happens to your stuff when you die. Financial power of attorney. Who can make financial decisions for you? Medical power of attorney. Who can make medical decisions for you if you're alive but incapacitated? So the estate planning is kind of the general term for the overarching everything. And a will is one of the tools that you use and one of the documents that you create to to carry out that plan.
Got it.
Michael, for someone like me who's obviously never done anything like this before, what does it look like as far as the first time we sit down with you, the time it takes, the steps, kind of just the entire process that we sit down and go through in order to establish sure. something for the first time? What does that look like?
So I have an intake worksheet that I send out. It helps gather information on what your situation is, you know, what assets you have, kids you have, you know, who do you want to leave stuff to and things like that. Gets you thinking about who you want to put in charge of things, because, you know, I have my brother-in-law and my sister-in-law who would be in charge and raise my kids, and that's great, but you probably don't want to pick my brother-in-law and sister-in-law because you don't know them. I think they're marvelous, but you've never met them, so that may not be the best idea.
Unless you're Andy.
So I've got that. Well, Andy's a whole separate wild card. We're not talking about him right now. But we got to make fun of Andy. I mean, you know, if John were there, we'd make fun of John, but you're Absolutely. There, Andy. So.
Yeah, I'm a good target. Go ahead.
You can take it. So we get that information. And we, what is it that you want to do? Who do you want to leave it to? You know, do you want to use a will? Is the trust something that's useful, helpful, or necessary for you? And then, you know, there's usually, you have questions, I have questions, we clarify everything. And then I've got the information I need. I will draft the documents. I email them out to clients for review so they can read through them, make sure they look okay. Because when we're talking, we're usually talking in fairly plain English to each other. But then I have to write them in legal language, which is its own special form of ridiculousness. And then once we've got the drafts right, we get back together and get everything signed. So that's the process in a nutshell.
No, that makes sense. And as I'm considering this process, I'm not considering the process itself, but as I'm thinking about stuff so that I can speak halfway intelligently when we sit down with you, you talked earlier about layers within the will. What is your suggested number of layers as it pertains to, you know, for example, your kids, the most important part of your family? You know, how does it go to certain in-laws, and then if those in-laws can't take them or they're unable at that time, it goes to the next one? Like, how many layers do you typically suggest people set up?
I really don't have a typical suggestion. I mean, for me, I have brother and sister-in-law, and then I, because my kids are getting close to where they're all going to be adults, I don't necessarily have backup people set up, just because it's not necessarily something that I feel like I need.
Sure.
You know, as far as like a personal representative to carry things out. So like my parents, their estate plan, I'm in charge first, and then I have three other siblings that are laid out there. You know, at some point you get to the point where you're like, okay, well, I have three siblings. My wife has four siblings. So there's seven choices there, and we have one that we trust and the others we're not entirely sure about. So, I don't know that I necessarily want to put layers there because, you know, at least, you know, some of those siblings, I'm like, no, I don't want them to raise my kids.
Tough enough to make the first decision, more or less three of them, right?
Right.
No, that makes complete sense.
I mean, yeah, there's kind of like, usually if you have, you know, a couple of, okay, it goes to the kids, if not the kids, grandkids, if they don't have grandkids, then back to the other kids. Okay, you know, I'm hoping that not all of your family dies all at once, so it can go somewhere. But, you know, if you're like, oh, well, you know, we fly on trips all the time and we're always flying to Hawaii or India or, you know, the South Pacific, and we don't always fly the airlines that are as good at maintenance as some of the U.S. airlines are, then you're like, okay, now we want to do something different, set that contingency up. I have some people who they send the contingencies because they really don't want it to go to an aunt or an uncle or a cousin or a family member. So like, oh, I want to make sure it goes here and not there. So
gotcha.
All case specific.
Awesome. Well, and honestly, Michael, that's great. Great question, Walt, because I think that helps a lot of people. And I can say, speaking from experience, that it is a pretty painless and easy process, especially since you are able to go out to people. So last question for you, Michael, what's the best way for them to get a hold of you, reach out to you, book for an appointment from what you were saying? Sounds like in midsummer at some point. So what's the best way for people to reach you?
So phone number is 720-394-6887. Or they can find me on the web at mobileestateplanning.com. So 720-394-6887, mobileestateplanning.com. Or I hear that there's, you know, KLZ.com or Rush for Reason. There's other ways that they can link there through your station and websites.
Absolutely. No, well, Michael, thank you so much for kind of joining in and being willing to hop on and kind of do a little bit different of an angle than you normally do. So thank you so much, sir. Have a great rest of your day.
All right. You too. Thank you.
And like I said, folks, well, again, Michael Bailey, mobile estate planner. Again, I sincerely encourage you, call him if you have not. Walter, that means you too. So make sure that you do that as well. Yes, Andy.
Richard, I want your opinion. Should you update your estate if you're going to fly on any plane made by Boeing?
You know, it seems like that's a good idea these days, especially
okay,
if you're in an, you know, next to one of those exits or one of those imaginary exits, you know, that shouldn't exist. So, all right. And with that, we are going to jump to break here. And again, when we come back, we are going to jump right into the draft. We've got a ton of stuff to cover. Again, you've got Richard Rush, Walt McLean, Andy Pate sitting in for John Rush. Rush to Reason, KLZ 560.
Now is the time to call High Five Plumbing for all those things you've put off. High Five Plumbing has the tools and expertise to diagnose whatever your plumbing problems are. Gurgling toilets making you wonder if you have ghouls hiding in the pipes? Slow drains may mean you're on borrowed time. Drippy faucets can keep you up all night. During the month of April and for KLZ listeners only, High Five will give you $100 off for any basic repair. Things like slow drains, strange plumbing noises like gurgling toilets, or anything out of the ordinary could be bigger problems lying in wait. You don't want to miss this opportunity to find out before it's too late and even more costly. High Five has the highest standards for training their techs, and that means you'll know whether it's just a small thing or something that needs fixed now. Reach out to High Five Plumbing today to get $100 off a repair. Just tell them you're a KLZ listener. Call 877-WE-HIGH-FIVE to fix it for good.
Life is always changing, so you need an advisor like Golden Eagle Financial to stay on top of your retirement plan. Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial has experience responding to all the changes that happen in life. New jobs, regulatory changes, family circumstances, unforeseen events. All these things are reasons to make adjustments to your retirement strategy. Al can help you stay on top of these changes and respond in a way that benefits your goals and plans for a purpose-filled retirement. You can't be confident in a piecemeal plan. You need a solid, time-tested strategy from an advisor with abundant experience. Learn all you need to know about shaping your financial future with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial by going to klzradio.com/money. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Investment LLC, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Golden Eagle Financial Limited are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents.
Veteran Windows and Doors guarantees every window and door they install is installed correctly. That means insulated, flashed, and sealed on the inside and outside for your benefit. It's because they follow stricter installation codes than what is required to protect you and your home from any additional costs or problems. And Veteran commits to a 5-year labor warranty because they want to go the extra mile. They are that confident in their craftsmanship and product. Veteran Windows and Doors will take time to make sure your home is weathertight during installation so that you remain comfortable throughout the entire process. Veteran promises they will always be there for you on the phone and in person in the rare chance any issues arise. Other companies give you a shorter labor warranty, and they may never return your call. For the month of April, enjoy free installation on your windows and doors with Veteran. Check out Veteran Windows and Doors today at klzradio.com.
Dream Certified Pro Partners, Cub Creek Heating and AC knows the right way to maximize your money for your home's unique heating and cooling needs. They stay up to date on the latest tax breaks, rebates, and other incentives, and that means you get the best all-in price when installing new heating and air. They are not commissioned salesmen. They're simply passionate about their trade and have exceptional integrity. They will come to your home, analyze what you have and what your needs are, and work with you on getting the equipment that makes the most sense for you. Cub Creek Heating and AC helps you make decisions that work for your home and your wallet by saving you up to $3,800 in tax breaks, rebates, and incentives that make sense to your needs. Schedule a free, no-obligation consultation with Cub Creek at klzradio.com/HVAC. Cub Creek services all equipment manufacturers.
Listen online, klzradio.com. Back to Rush to Reason.
And we are back on Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. I am Richard Rush, sitting in for John Rush, Walt McLean, Andy Pate joining me. And again, for those of you that are like, well, Richard, what are you doing here? Where's John? I usually tune in to him for Health and Wellness Wednesdays. Well, I'm sorry, folks. We hijacked him, we kidnapped him, put him in the car, and he's hoping for air at some point, Andy. But he is going to... he basically lends us the show, folks. This is our NFL draft preview. You are welcome to call in 303-477-5600. However, if you just want to sit back, relax, and enjoy the conversation that us three man-childs, you know, or maybe that's just Andy, have, then you're more than welcome to do so. There's also the text line, which I'll give out
shortly. You know, I prefer man-offspring.
Man-offspring.
Yes.
There you go.
Makes me feel better. Okay.
Makes sense. And the text line, Andy, I got to get this right. Hold on here. Well, see, I don't have it. So, Dad, you'll have to resend it to me that way. But, again, folks, we're going to go over the NFL draft. Super, super fun. With that being said, Andy.
Yeah.
And Walt, we're going to jump right in. I'm not going to do the mock draft, but I've got some questions for you guys.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Which is, what if you guys are talking to someone for the first time about this draft, which to a lot of people we are, what is the top thing, or maybe top two things, and Andy, we'll start with you, that you want them to know that's like the theme of this draft, the overarching kind of topics? What is that one thing? And Charlie, whenever you get a minute, you can turn down that music for now, but Andy, what is kind of the topics, the themes that people should know about?
Well, first of all, really quick, the text line. Let me give that out.
Wait, see, Andy's got me. You got me.
I'm there for you, man.
Perfect.
It's 307-200-8222, and John has already said he's at the ready, willing to relay all the texts.
He usually does. But, so yes, Andy, what are the themes?
I think the number one theme is going to be offense. At the top of this draft, it's very unusual that you have a draft where offense totally dominates the first several picks. And what you've got in this draft are a number of guys who could all be the top pick in a lot of drafts.
Yeah,
in
absolutely.
This draft, you've got three quarterbacks who could all be the number one pick in other drafts. You've got three wide receivers who could all possibly be the number one pick in other drafts. You got a left tackle who could possibly be, now that's a stretch with left tackles, but he could be the top pick in some drafts. You have got a ton of offense right out of the chute. And then I would say you've got tremendous depth at a number of positions, specifically wide receiver and offensive line. I would say.
Okay, yes, I agree with you. Offense, and then we'll get into some more details here. Walt, what about for you? What are the one or two overarching topics, themes of this draft?
Well, the thing that I find most interesting is we're back in the same boat we were just a couple years back when we're talking about quarterbacks potentially taking four of the top five spots. You know, if you recall, before we were talking about Zach Wilson, Baker Mayfield, we were throwing Josh Allen in there. There's all kinds of interchanging about that. And I feel like here we are, just a few years after that, back in the exact same boat with the scenario of all of those quarterbacks. If you remember, even with Sam Darnold, all those quarterbacks are no longer with the same teams. They're all with different teams.
Well, no, they're not, I guess, because that was the Hall of Fame. Well,
that was the Hall of Fame five,
right, that some people said. Because you had Baker, he's on a new team. Sam Darnold on a new team. Actually, he's with the Vikings now, isn't he?
Well,
yep, Sam Darnold's with the Vikings.
And then you had Josh Rosen, obviously, there.
Josh
Allen, I think, is the only... Well, I guess you had Lamar Jackson, too. So two of the five...
Well, and Lamar Jackson was picked last
in
the draft,
too.
And then even Josh Allen was picked middle of the round by the Bills.
Okay, well, Walt, let me ask you a question along those lines then, because obviously the top quarterbacks in this draft are Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, J.J. McCarthy, and then you've got, of course, Bo Nix and Michael Penix are in there, too. Out of those guys, who do you – because you just listed a bunch of guys who busted. Some went well, some did well, but a lot of them turned into busts.
One of them did well, too, I guess, yeah.
What are some of the guys that you look at in that top six who you look at and say, this could be a bust, this could be a wasted pick?
Oh, geez. See, I'm going to go straight off the top, and it's an unpopular opinion, but I'm not a Caleb Williams fan.
Really?
I feel like Caleb Williams, while he is – you know, a big arm, talented sort of individual. I feel like we saw towards the end of the season, especially with USC last year, that if stuff is not going great for him, he can break down with it. I mean, you saw him super emotional and crying and different things on the sideline and, you know, in different interviews, making weird comments and weird statements, different things of that sort. And I just don't – I don't think that he has the – I don't think he's all there mentally, and that he can deal with the pressure. That's I didn't know
what
how
have
else
you got
say.
Against Cryer's.
Yeah, no kidding.
What have
my
you got?
There is no crying.
What have you got
football.
Against men showing their emotions? I mean, come on, Richard does it every Friday.
Absolutely, I do.
There's a reason I don't. I'm
he
not
doesn't
in the
call
show. I'm not in the show in here with you guys on Fridays. But I don't know. I just feel like I feel like there's issues right at the top. I feel like I don't know if it's quite a Jamarcus Russell situation, but I feel like there's some intangible that's lacking there, in my opinion.
Okay, can I throw in a Richard here?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, Richard, what about the surrounding talent around the quarterback in college? How much do you factor that in? Because remember, a few years ago, we were talking about Jordan Love. He was on a terrible team and had bad stats his last year in college, just a horrible team, but he was carrying them on his back. Okay, this year, you got a couple guys like that. You got Drake May, you got Bo Nix, who are not on the greatest teams. By the way, Caleb Williams had a lousy offensive line this year, too, really. And so, but he had some other good things. He wasn't on as bad a team as Love was.
Yeah.
Love comes to the pros, spends a few years learning behind Rodgers, and now he's lighting it up. Do you think that guys like Jaden Daniels and J.J. McCarthy maybe had it a little too comfy in college? How do you think this is going to affect them going forward?
I think it's a great question, Andy, and it's one I'm going to get to after the break.
Let's do it.
As we come back. So we're going to answer that after the break. Again, you have Richard Rush, Andy Pate, Walt McLean sitting in on Rush to Reason, KLZ 560.
K&R Home Transitions sees your home for the value underneath. Don't take our word for it. Here's one of their recent clients about why they'll sell your home faster and for a higher price.
What impressed me most was their ability to understand the true value of our home. And when I say value, I'm not talking about the worth. I'm talking about what makes our house special. Even we are so familiar with our house, we didn't understand the little things that made our house very different from other houses. That's what won us over. When they started talking about little things like backsplashes and others that adds more value to your house and helps another buyer understand why your house is special than even the house down the street.
The value for your home is something that a great agent should see and talk to you about. Cat and Robin can get you more money faster for your home. So contact K&R at klzradio.com/homes to start.
Call Premier Home Remodels now to get your dream kitchen remodel. Starting the planning phase on your kitchen remodel now will get you back into your beautiful new kitchen by the end of summer. Premier focuses on customer satisfaction to build long-lasting relationships with you as you plan your dream kitchen. They are dedicated to building that bond. Premier treats every project with the exact same care and attention, no matter the scope or scale of the job, because they grow their company based off referrals and customer satisfaction. And it shows in their work. They work closely with you, providing professional input, a broader selection of material, and their exceptional attention to detail to make that new kitchen exactly the way you want it. Premier will do all they can to make your life during construction comfortable and safe. Details drive success when you work with Premier. No matter the scope or size of your dream remodel, start the conversation today with Premier Home Remodels by going to klzradio.com.
Replacing a commercial or flat roof is costly, not to mention the complications that can come with following new energy and environmental codes. We here at Roof Savers Colorado want to simplify things for you. Hi, I'm Madison Hart.
And I'm Elizabeth Hart.
Whether you are in property management or own a commercial property, we are here to help you save money and keep an energy-efficient and watertight roof.
Flat roof coatings increase the longevity of a roof while also providing UV reflectivity. And there is no need to worry about water accumulation on the roof. With a flat roof coating, water is able to sit on the roof without ever absorbing through it. This leaves the roof at an extremely low risk of experiencing leaks.
Roof Savers has your back. Don't let your commercial roof distract you from your bigger priorities. Let Roof Savers simplify your day-to-day responsibilities.
Call today at 303-710-6916 or go to roofsaversco.com. That's 303-710-6916. Or go to roofsaversco.com to have a free inspection done on your flat roof.
Are you in the market for a reliable car that won't break the bank? Drive Radio sponsor, Ridgeline Auto Brokers, specializes in quality used cars that cost between $15,000 to $25,000, making them a great option for first-time drivers or anyone looking for a good deal. They pride themselves on providing a transparent and hassle-free car buying experience. That's why at Ridgeline, they never charge a dealer fee. Plus, all vehicles are inspected by Legacy Automotive, a Colorado Select member and sponsor of Drive Radio. For a limited time, they are offering first-time customers the first oil change for only $1. Every car comes with a 30-day warranty, with the option to purchase a service contract. And at Ridgeline Auto Brokers, there are competitive financing options to fit your budget. If you cannot make it to the dealership in person, there are videos of all Ridgeline cars for sale on their website at RidgelineAutoBrokers.com. Call today at 303-442-4141 to schedule a test drive or visit RidgelineAutoBrokers.com. Ridgeline Auto Brokers, the smartest way to buy a car. Now, back to Rush to Reason, presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
And we are back on Denver's Afternoon Rush, Rush to Reason. Richard Rush in for the just tooling around John Rush, Andy Pate, Walt McLean with me today. All right, Andy, you asked me before break, how do I think that the talent, right, is that the best way to say it?
The surrounding talent that a quarterback has in college, how much does that affect how you project them in the pros?
I think it makes it, not infinitely, but it makes it a lot more difficult than it used to, right? With Andrew Luck when he was, well, I let me say that. I'll say Andrew Luck, right?
Okay.
He reminds me a little bit of Caleb Williams in the sense of the talent around him, obviously, at Stanford wasn't great. Caleb didn't have a ton of great talent, which is surprising at USC. He didn't have a ton of great talent around him. Now, I think that there's some other mental aspects of it, but even Sean Payton here with the Broncos talked about how it is really hard to evaluate quarterbacks based on that, right? We talked about this, right? J.J. McCarthy with Michigan, really talented roster around him. He wasn't asked to do a lot of different things. Like you said, Jordan Love out of Utah State. It was a lot of projection,
right,
of what teams thought that he could be today. But again, I don't even know if, well, they thought he could be what he is now.
Well, what about somebody like J.J. McCarthy? Because he is a possibility for the Broncos.
He
may fall
is.
To them. They may move up a couple picks, not a lot, but a couple, mm-hmm. just to get ahead of Minnesota. But the thing is this. Here's a guy who spent – the big knock on him is all he did was hand off for the most part in college because that's all he had to do. He ran a team that was so loaded with talent.
Yep.
And, you know, he reminds me a lot of Russell Wilson coming out of Wisconsin, where they handed off a lot. They ran the ball constantly, and you had no idea. I know that's a sour note for you guys because he went – yeah, but that's later
yeah,
in his career.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but that's later in his career. Russell Wilson had a lot of great years up in Seattle. And what I mean is you had no idea he was going to be that good coming out of college because of what he was asked to do in college.
I think it's a piece of the puzzle.
Okay.
Right? And I think it's an important piece of the puzzle. You can still examine a guy's arm strength, right? His accuracy.
Right.
Lots of those things. But his surrounding talent, which I know we'll get into here in a little bit with some of these quarterbacks, is a big piece of it. And I think it's something that it matters a lot to teams. And I think to your point, you have to look at and say, man, was this guy brought down by his team? Did he elevate his team? Walt and I talk about that quite a bit kind of off air, right? Does a quarterback elevate those around? And that was one of our biggest issues with Russell over the past few years is I don't feel like he really elevated his teammates. And really, you want a quarterback to elevate those around him, right?
You're right.
Look at Patrick Mahomes, right? Even Josh Allen. These guys make the guys that play with them better, right? In basketball terms, right? Giannis makes those around him better.
Sure.
Nikola Jokic makes a lot of everyone around him better.
Right.
And so I think that, again, I think it's a piece of the puzzle, and I think it's probably the hardest, second to, you know, mental capacities, you know, aka processing, right? You know, can a guy process the field really, really quickly, because that's what happens in the NFL, you know, basically sub 2-3 seconds.
Yeah, because that's the biggest thing, isn't that, Walt? I mean, when, what we see happening in the pros, these guys come in with all the ability in the world, but it's the guys who can't process quickly who fall apart in the pros at quarterback.
Well, and I think that part of the problem was, and what I was trying to sneak in there, is that I think that you talk about the evaluation process. I think one thing that needs to be considered more often is what those individuals are doing at their schools. For example, with J.J. McCarthy, if you were to bring him in, put him into a system like a Kyle Shanahan system that's a play-action system,
right,
where it's primarily, you know, 55% of the run, 45% throw, where he only has one, maybe two reads right off the bat, he's going to be a phenomenal quarterback for a long time, and he's going to learn to adapt to the speed of the game, different things of that sort. But I feel like you see it more often than not that every coach is coming in, and every coach has their own system that they want to imprint upon the organization, or there's a certain way that they feel like the offense is supposed to look. And they take these quarterbacks who are not ready for that. You talk about the processing point, who are not ready to come out and make 2-3-4 reads deep, put them in the system, and they fail and they flounder out. Are there some guys that can do that? Are there some Andrew Lucks and stuff that come in that have that capability from the very beginning? Yes, absolutely. However, I don't think in the college system and in the short amount of time that guys are spending in college now, that they can get that in 2 years of college ball and then be 100% ready to go to the NFL.
I agree. I'm going to piggyback, and I'm going to ask you a question, Andy, sort of turn it to you. Walt mentioned it, the system. College systems nowadays are so much spread, right?
Right.
Shotgun galore, very minimal under center. You want to spread out, so mainly so the quarterbacks can see they can see the field. They can make their reads, things of that nature.
Right, go ahead.
Sorry. So I was going to say, that's impacted, you know, teams' evaluations. You know, to your point, in addition to the talent, these systems. And so what I would say to you is, how do these teams evaluate these players that are coming from these systems that really are not pro schemes? Because you don't see, you know, NFL teams will line up and shotgun a lot, right? They will throw the ball around quite a bit. But it's not to the same level, mainly because there's so much more speed on defense.
That's what I was getting to.
In the NFL. So how does a team compensate for that?
Right, because in the pros, there's so much speed at defense. If you tried going spread,
yep,
they would cut you down to ribbons.
Yep,
they would just chew you up. It wouldn't work at all. You couldn't get away with it. And because of that, you're watching quarterbacks do things and make reads in systems that are virtually useless for projecting to the pros.
Yep.
And I got to be honest, I think it makes it a lot harder. I think it makes it really difficult. And, you know, as Walt was saying with McCarthy, okay, JJ, you look at him, okay, if he gets a system that's just like at Michigan, okay, then it's a sure thing, right? But what if he doesn't? Now, with Russell Wilson, he came out of college handing off. Nobody knew he would be able to process and read defenses as quick as he did.
Yeah,
that guy walked right into the pros and immediately was reading defenses.
Did he?
Yes, he did.
Did he? Or did Pete Carroll give him a play-action offense where he only had two reads after every time that he...
Well, of course, you're right, but Carroll had to do that, obviously, to help him process, but still, his transition into the pros was much quicker than I would have expected.
Well, and here's where I'm going with that is... Take a guy that Russell Wilson, that when he was at Seattle, everybody thought, me included, Richard was higher than I was on him, but I still thought he was a, you know, top 8 quarterback, top 7 quarterback at that
point
in time.
Right, but that's really good.
It is really, really good. However, it was a product of the system because he only had those one or two reads that he had to make. He could run off of Pete Carroll's offense. You saw what happened, though, when you brought him into a Sean Payton offense, where he's more a Drew Brees sort of a picture, and you're supposed to see 3-4 different areas of the field at the same time, and he floundered because of that.
Okay.
And so,
well, last question then for you, well, going along those lines.
Yep.
Looking at these top 6 quarterbacks, give me a couple, and if you want to ask this after the break, that's fine. Give me a couple that you don't think are system-dependent quarterbacks. They can go in, and they are just going to flourish no matter where they go. Maybe they'll take a year. Don't get me wrong, because they got to learn. But you think they're going to flourish anywhere. Give me a couple.
You want them now, or you want them after the break?
Anyway, Richard,
we got a few times. Go ahead. Give them now.
So, first and foremost to me, I think the best quarterback in this draft is Drake May.
I actually agree.
I think without question, the kid out of North Carolina has
Mitch Trubisky light over here.
Mitch Trubisky, get out of here with that.
Come on.
We'll see.
I just feel like he's a guy who he stayed in. He had a great system that he played out of. He can make every throw in the book. He's smart. The game is slow to him. I just feel – and he's also a guy you talked about having weapons and stuff. He's a guy who didn't have a ton.
Right.
You know, he had
– He carried a team.
He had a lot of mid-level guys and did a lot with it. So I think that Drake May is probably my – not probably. Drake May is my surefire guy.
Okay, well, really quick, before we go on, can I give Richard a warning?
Yes.
Richard, well, this is a family show. We don't use profanity here. You said Mitch Trubisky. Okay, so
Chicago Bears, that's another profanity.
Future reference, just saying.
Understood.
Okay.
Hey, Andy, before break, we've got just a few, obviously, 45 seconds here or so.
Yeah.
Who's your guy? Who's your either non-system guy you can plug in anywhere, surefire, whatever it might be?
Okay, in my opinion, I think there are two, and they are Caleb Williams and Drake May.
Interesting.
And I my favorite of the two, is Drake May. I do have Caleb going higher than him, though.
Well, and here's the deal. We're going to talk about that. Walt, I know, has a beef because I know he doesn't agree on the Caleb side of things.
That's fine.
We'll get your pink phone, Andy.
Yes. Well, so stay tuned, folks. We're going to come back after the break and let Walt and Andy get after each other. But again, you got Richard Rush in for John Rush. Rush to Reason, KLZ 560.
Do you want to improve your health, fitness, and beauty? Are you an athlete recovering from an injury? A weekend warrior who is sore from your last workout? Do you have a chronic medical condition trying to meet a health and wellness goal? Or maybe you are looking for a great doctor who thinks the way you do. Dr. Scott Faulkner and Castle Rock Regenerative Healthcare is your path to a healthier tomorrow. Owner Dr. Scott is a board-certified internal medicine specialist, bringing decades of experience and expertise to the table. Dr. Scott is a true advocate of the latest advancements in healthcare. That's why he uses umbilical-derived stem cells, which have been clinically proven to be the most potent stem cells available. Worried about being lost in the crowd of impersonal healthcare? Fear not. Dr. Scott is a big picture doctor, not beholden to big pharma like some other providers. He takes the time to understand your unique needs and will customize your healthcare to fit you, your body, and your lifestyle. Reach your full potential and achieve your goals. Call Dr. Scott today at 303-663-6990 or visit him online at castlerockregenerativehealth.com or find him at rushtoreason.com.
Finding insurance can be confusing and picking the wrong plan can cost you thousands of dollars out of your pocket. You need an independent insurance broker to help you find the best coverage that fits your needs and at the very best premium. Call Paul Lenigro at GIA Insurance and his team of independent insurance specialists will help you find the right plan for your needs. As independent brokers, GIA Insurance does not work for any insurance company. They can shop the market and find you the best premium for the coverage that you need. GIA never charges fees, and your premiums will never be any higher than going directly to the insurance companies or buying online. Receive the local hands-on service you don't get with a call center or online. Whether it is your home, auto, Medicare, life, ACA, health, or business insurance, GIA has got you covered. They've been doing this as independent brokers since 1984. Call 303-423-0162, extension 100, or go online to e-gia.com.
The right time to do your estate plan is as soon as it crosses your mind. Michael Bailey makes your estate plan convenient and lightens the mood for you so you're comfortable discussing a natural but unpleasant part of life. Everyone says they should get their estate plan done, and Michael knows that often people grab a business card from him, yet they never actually schedule their appointment. You don't have to be super excited about estate planning, but you know you should get it done. Working through the things people don't want to talk about doesn't feel as dark with Michael Bailey, because he's realistic yet positive. He affirms the unlikelihood of something suddenly happening to you. However, things happen that are out of our control, so it's important to prepare in advance. Make the darkness a little lighter with Michael Bailey today by setting your free zero-risk consultation with him right now at klzradio.com/estate or by calling Michael at 720-730-7274. That's 720-730-7274.
If you live in Colorado and do not have solar,
Alan Davis with Level Engineering will save you money on your electricity bill. Without having solar installed, you're missing out on one of the great benefits of living in Colorado. When you own your own home, solar is a no-brainer because you can lower your monthly utility bill. Lock in your rate to pay for the solar panels, around 5%, and miss the 10 to 20% annual power bill increase. Looking at your utility bills, you'll see that your power comes from a coal plant hundreds of miles away. Over 50% of your bill is for transporting that electricity from the plant to your home, farm, or business. It's like ordering a pizza for $20, and when it gets to you, the delivery driver tells you to pay $55 due to the $35 delivery charge. You wouldn't do that. So why would you pay more with your power bill? Lower your utility bills and increase the equity in your home. Call Alan Davis at 303-378-7537 to learn how he can help you. Or go to klzradio.com/solar.
Suck it up, Buttercup. Back to Rush to Reason.
And we are back on Rush to Reason. Denver's Afternoon Rush. Richard Rush in, Andy Pate, Walt McLean, and I've got to give a shout out, I should say, to my kids listening. So Joshua, Samuel, Emma, and Caleb. Hello. Thank you guys for tuning in. And I know Josh, I'm sure he's getting ready to geek out just as Walt's kids are. Well, maybe. I guess they're not quite to that age yet, but they're getting close, Walter.
Getting close
to the fun time. They're starting to enjoy sports, which all is always fun.
All we know for sure is that Josh's mock will be more accurate than ours.
You know, 100% it'll probably, we could, you know, it's like the March Madness, right? We could probably have the kids pull names out of the hats and they would be more accurate than most of the mock drafters.
Which,
speaking of which, we're going to get into here kind of after the top of the hour. We'll start the mock draft, but we're going to get into it. Andy, you and Walt, okay. I should say Walt too. You guys have got a little beef because, Andy, you've got Caleb Williams, who, for folks that don't know, quarterback out of USC, sort of been the presumptive top pick for quite some time now. I would argue 2 years. But, Walt, you're not as, obviously, not infatuated, because I don't think Andy's infatuated, but you're not as high on Caleb Williams as others. Andy, you are. You think he's one of the guys. Why?
I think he's one of the guys. I don't think he's the guy. I think Drake May is. But the reason I think that, first of all, Williams is going to go first. He's going to go to the Bears. And I think it's going to be a heck of a pick. He'll be the best quarterback in their team history.
Well, that's
which
not saying,
isn't saying
that,
a lot.
That,
I know.
I was going to say, that's not saying a lot.
You're forgetting about Rex Grossman. Rex Grossman
Jim
here.
Harbaugh.
Grossman.
Yeah, Rex Grossman. We don't really have a great litany of Bears quarterbacks.
No, we do not. And it's... Look, here are the things I like about him. First of all, he's got a little John Elway in him because he's got eyes in the back of his head. Walt was saying that he was crumbling a lot late in the season. Yes, he was, but his line sucks. And, you know, the simple fact is, if your line doesn't hold up and give you time, even Joe Burrow is going to fall apart eventually.
Fair enough.
Okay, and I mean, this guy, and I'm not comparing him to Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow, I think, is magnificent. He just is in a terrible situation right now. But Caleb Williams can really escape. He can really have eyes in the back of his head. I think he became a deer in the headlights at the end of the year because he was just getting hit too much. But he did not have the great receivers that these other guys had. Drake May excluded, of course. But he didn't have the receivers that Jaden Daniels had. He didn't have the team that McCarthy had. He didn't have the receivers that that Michael Penix had. He didn't have that kind of setup. He was carrying a team on his back, and he was magnificent. I mean, look, USC had a pretty good defense, but they just were not the overall team, and he was carrying them. I know he's only 6'1", but he's got the arm. He can make all the passes. He's got a quick release. He's accurate, very accurate. He is, if you give him some time, okay? But
makes sense.
But would I take Drake May over him? Yes, I would, because Drake May, honestly, May has the most pro-ready arm.
So then why is Chicago, okay, well, we'll get to that in a second, because we'll do it in the mock draft. Well, why not? Why not, Caleb?
My biggest thing with Caleb Williams is this, and I used the term mental before. I don't know if it's maturity. I don't know exactly what it is, but to me, the most important position in any sport is the quarterback. The quarterback is a person that can control the pulse of a team. Do you guys agree with that or not?
No, I say the kicker.
The kicker. Okay.
Go ahead. Right, maybe the punter, but then the quarterback.
So you look at Caleb Williams, and I'm going to go to a guy that I love and still do love, and Jay Cutler. Jay Cutler was a guy who could make all the throws. He was super athletic. He was super smart. He actually processed very, very well. The biggest critique on Jay Cutler the entire time was his attitude. He'd go sit on the bench. He'd lay his head low. You never knew if he was happy. He never showed any emotion, which to an extent, that's good. But at the same point in time, it was his downfall. It was his demise. And it caused a lot of issues of people saying, do you care? Do you not care? He got asked a lot of questions before or because of it, things of that nature. You have Caleb Williams, who's the same guy. He's a guy that's not sitting over there at the sideline. You don't ever see him with his teammates. And in my opinion, he's a little bit more alienated than most of them are. He believes he shows up, does his job, moves on his way, kind of Kyler Murray style. And on top of that, he's not a guy like Jay Cutler who's just trying to fade in the background. He's over there, you know, painting his fingernails pretty colors and, breaking out pink cell phones and like all that sort of stuff. Not that there's anything wrong with pink or whatever, but it's just, it doesn't make a lot of sense to me with the guy, that kind of body language, that kind of maturity issues that he just, it just doesn't seem like a guy you want to build a team around, in my opinion.
Are you seeing another Ryan Leaf here, another Jamarcus Russell, another yes. guy who's going to be the top guy, and he's just going to flake out?
I don't know if he's quite to the Jamarcus Russell level.
Yeah, I think that he's smarter than Jamarcus Russell was. I think that he's a better player. Jamarcus Russell is just a monster arm. And that was,
Al
Davis wanted to throw the ball 95 yards on a single play. And
by the way, a little reminder, who was the next player in that draft?
After
Megatron.
What was it Calvin Johnson?
Calvin Johnson. Yeah. I mean, how can you turn that down?
Yeah, not a fan of receivers at number one, but that would have been a much better pick than
Hey, you only got 7 Jamarcus. Years out of it, okay? You got 7 minutes out of Jamarcus, but you got 7 years only out of Calvin.
I actually kind of agree with both of you, Andy, and having watched Caleb more this year because USC was in the same conference as CU, watched him compete against, the Buffs this year in that shootout, really exciting game. I think he's a talent. I think he's got a lot of talent. I'm with Waldo. He just doesn't feel as surefire as. And I'll be honest. I don't even know if there is a quarterback in this draft that is that surefire. Now, if I'm the Bears, do I take Caleb Williams or Drake May? I think Drake's got a little bit more development. I think he maybe has the potential for a longer, better NFL career than Caleb. But I think he's going to need some development. And I also think Caleb's going to need some development. Caleb's going to have to learn. The NFL game is won from the pocket. And you can't – and I think that's going to be the hardest thing that they're going to have to teach him because he got so used to it in college. Back to what we were talking about before. He doesn't have to escape all the time.
Well, I think with Drake May, you got to wait a year, and that's fine. I think it's going to be worth the wait and then some. I think with Caleb Williams, I'm going to predict right now he's going to have a big year with the Bears. But I think he's going to go in there, take the bull by the horns. I do agree with Walt. He does not have the mental makeup that I would love.
Does he have a CJ Stroud type year? Or does he
No, I think he just has a really good team. I think he has a very good year. CJ Stroud had a ridiculous year.
He did.
Okay, well, I don't expect that.
Okay. I don't necessarily disagree with you, Andy. I just think that he may come in and have a great year, and then he falls off in his sophomore year. Because as NFL teams start to get more tape, they start to figure more tendencies, and that's we'll see what happens with CJ Stroud this next year, right? Because a lot of rookie quarterbacks sort of a situation. It's sort of a shot in the dark, right? With what happens that first year.
Well, and let's face it, with Stroud, a lot of those yards he got were he was check down Charlie.
Yep.
Okay, he was throwing shorter passes, easier passes. They were really taking care of him in that offense, and then guys were breaking long runs. I agree with you, Richard. I think the league's going to be onto that this year, so he's going to have a little harder climb.
Yeah, and that's I think what and. Again, I do get what Walt's saying. I think the mental makeup of these quarterbacks is so important.
It is.
We'll talk about it with J.J. McCarthy, mm-hmm. and that's why I think Walt's going with Drake May. It's why I think that, again, a guy like Bo Nix for the Broncos, which we'll talk about, I think that he may do well. I'm not saying he's a Hall of Famer. And before
I think you'd love him.
I could. So we got about a minute here. So, guys, before we do that, so we've got, let's say we've got kind of six top quarterbacks in the draft, right? There's a potential. I don't think it happens, but a potential for six quarterbacks
right.
to go in the first round, the first 32 picks, right? Which one of them I'll flip it. Which one of them has the biggest bust potential of the six?
I would say Penix.
Okay. Walt?
That's going to be hard for me to argue. I think Penix. I mean, he's coming out, the guy's like 30 years old already.
Him and Bo are the same age. They are older, right? Which Walt and I have talked about. It's like Garrett Bowles for the Broncos a few years ago. He came out of the draft, or he came into the draft. He was already 24 years old. You expect those older guys, they should be dominating college players, right? And it's more common now because these kids got an extra year for COVID. They get so many medical waivers, all sorts of things right now in the NCAA. And so that doesn't shock me at all that these guys are 24. And
Penix is super talented.
He is.
He's got the biggest bust potential.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I don't disagree with you. I think he absolutely has the biggest bust potential. You could argue Caleb Williams maybe does.
It's kind of weird. I also struggle with left-handed quarterbacks.
And so you got to flip them. You got to do that fancy thing. So, all right. We are going to come back. We're going to start the mock draft. Andy, you are going to be pick number one.
Yes,
so
I
get
am.
Ready. Be prepared, even though I think we know the direction you're going to go. Again, you have Richard Rush, Walt McClain, Andy Payton for our NFL draft preview on Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.